From the beginning, we always believed that we had the truth on our side, and as soon as we had a legal platform in which to spread out the evidence, that we would be okay, that the truth would prevail. After quite a few pre-inquest hearings, I realised that we needed an absolute miracle, that the truth wasn't enough. And so what I'm hoping is that some way today, that miracle will take place and a strong message will go from Parliament that this family needs support, whether they have the influence or not to overturn the appeal, the legal aid situation. I think a strong message that Parliament is in support will speak volumes, and that's what I'm hoping will come today.
A miracle, Nicole Bangbola said. After nearly 2 hours, they came out of that meeting, and I asked Andy Burnham, the Shadow Home Secretary, whether he felt the decision not to award legal aid to that family now needed to be overturned.
Well, yes, and the simple and uncomfortable truth for Parliament to have to face up to is we don't have fair access to justice in our country. It's not fair. Families like this aren't supported properly to get to the truth. So, you know, we don't have a situation where justice is available to all. Justice is available to some, but not everybody. And if we are to learn the lessons of Hillsborough, these are the things that need to be corrected.
What are you able to do?
Well, I'm writing today with the former Director of Public Prosecutions, Sir Keir Starmer, to say that they must look at this case and act immediately to correct the injustice and ensure that this couple have legal representation. They should not be going into a courtroom facing six highly paid QCs funded by the state when they have no representation themselves. That is clearly wrong. So our appeal is to Mr. Gove is to say, look at this. This isn't access. This isn't justice. Please act to ensure that this family are properly represented.
Do you think that you will get a response from Mr. Gove that can overturn this decision quickly enough to get the Bangbolas what they need?
Well, I've said to Nicole and Kai, I can't make any promises. Obviously, they're not my constituents, although, you know, I've got to meet them recently. I can't absolutely promise that's what will happen, but I am prepared to put my weight behind their case and, you know, and wish them well. I mean, I'm just hoping that, you know, anybody who looks at their situation with any shred of decency would conclude that they have been very poorly treated and deserve better.
Andy Burnham speaking to me a little earlier this week. He says that he is going to be writing to Michael Gove to persuade him that this case, their access to legal aid, it needs to be overturned. They need to be granted that money to have equal arms when it comes to fighting their son's case in court. What does that mean to the family? Here's Zane's dad, Kai.
Having people listen to us and be able to respond in a manner that reflects respect for our son Zane, but at the same time some of the more troubling elements of British justice at this time. It should never be the case that a family should have to go and fight for what happened and the truth and represent themselves. And the things that Andy Burnham said and Keir Starmer said are just so welcomed by us. And it really enables us to believe for once that there's others that are going to fight for us, because really that's what families need in this country when they're in such horrendous circumstances of being denied access to critical information and evidence, and at the same time being denied access to justice in representing themselves against six of Britain's finest. Can't be right. That's completely wrong, and all the support that we ever get from people, we're just so appreciative of.
And that support is growing. Their inquest starts on June the 13th. The family will have, as it currently stands, will have to be representing themselves in a case which is so legally complex that even the coroner requires a lawyer to help him. which is scandalous. As you heard there, there is some hope for them now. They have applied for a third time for legal aid. The Ministry of Justice have given me a statement. They say the LLA, the Legal Aid Authority, is currently considering a new application. The Secretary of State, Michael Gove, has received the letter from Andy Burnham and Sir Keir and will respond in due course. We're not going to let this go. It's not right that they have to go in there and fight this on their own when those lawyers whose job it is are paid very well to do that job, are being funded by you anyway. It's not fair that in this country access to justice is only for those who seemingly have deep pockets. It's not acceptable that a family who lost their 7-year-old son are having what through their grief to then argue in court to find out what actually killed him. It's not fair. It's not right. It's not acceptable. We're going to keep banging on those doors until we get a satisfactory response.